Tracking public opinion. The Illinois Natural History Survey hunts for your experiences and opinions about nature and wildlife in Illinois. Story by Craig Miller and Mark Alessi. Have you ever wanted to express your opinion about wildlife-related issues to the Department of Natural Resources? You have the chance if you receive a survey questionnaire in the mail asking you about your hunting or trapping seasons, or your experiences with coyotes, or your attitudes towards deer calling programs. The Human Dimension Research Program at the Illinois Natural History Survey conducts several annual surveys for the Department of Natural Resources. Illinois Waterfowl Hunter Survey, Illinois Hunter Harvest Survey, Illinois Trapper Survey, and Illinois Snow Goose Hunter Survey. In addition, other surveys are undertaken to gather public attitudes on a variety of topics, including homeowners' experiences with nuisance wildlife, agricultural crop damage, and other wildlife-related issues. The Human Dimensions Program, one of the largest in the United States, is funded through the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service's Federal Aid and Wildlife Restoration Program through the purchase of sporting arms and ammunition. The program began in 1989 as a part of the DNR Division of Wildlife Resources and focused exclusively on hunters and their harvest. In 1998, the program was moved to the Illinois Natural History Survey. The focus was expanded in 1999 to include studies of homeowners, agriculture producers, and other relationships with wildlife. Each fall, before the end of the hunting seasons, researchers from the Human Dimensions Research Program meet with DNR wildlife program managers to determine what issues are at the forefront of wildlife management and of concern to hunters in Illinois. From these meetings, questionnaires are developed to collect data on harvest totals and hunter preferences for proposed management changes and to evaluate current policies and procedures. In 2012, the program will conduct 10 separate surveys of more than 25,000 Illinois hunters, landowners, and homeowners to help the DNR better understand how wildlife and wildlife management affect a variety of Illinois residents. Recently, the Human Dimensions Research has been working with DNR to evaluate hunter satisfaction with Illinois' fourth waterfowl zone established for the 2011 through 2012 waterfowl seasons. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service required in-depth studies of hunter participation as a part of their approval of additional zones or split seasons for each state, and Illinois was selected as one of the two pilot states nationwide for these studies. As part of this requirement, a preseason survey was sent to Illinois duck hunters. In addition to hunter attitudes toward and potential use of the new zone, researchers were also interested in gathering information on why some hunters seem to drift in and out of waterfowl hunting by purchasing state waterfowl stamps some years, but not others. The studies that the Human Dimensions Research Program conduct are scientific surveys that follow strict methods recognized by a body of scientists worldwide. Each study begins with a random sample of a particular constituent group, hunters, homeowners, landowners, or other Illinois citizens. How did you get my address is the question heard most often from people selected to be part of the survey. Names and addresses are drawn from existing databases for each interest group. Consider the Illinois waterfowl hunter surveys as an example. A random sample of survey participants is necessary if results are to be generalized to the group as a whole. Of the approximately 51,000 waterfowl hunters in Illinois, 1,045 completed questionnaires are needed for a scientifically valid study requiring the random selection of 5,000 names and addresses for the mailing. Where do these names and addresses come from? For the Waterfowl Hunter Survey, names and addresses are selected from the list of Illinois waterfowl stamp purchasers. When it comes to the Illinois Hunter Harvest Survey, half of the names and addresses are drawn from the Illinois Habitat stamp purchasers and the other half are drawn from Illinois hunting license purchasers. To get a proper sample for studies of homeowners, names and addresses are randomly selected from public databases, such as property tax rolls. Another question involves the anonymity of those who return a completed questionnaire. To manage Illinois' natural resources, DNR is not interested in individuals' harvest, but rather the statewide harvest. To ensure anonymity, each questionnaire is assigned a numeric code linking the names and addresses in the mailing list, and the respondents' names and addresses is deleted from the database once the questionnaire is returned. No identification exists to link the returned questionnaire and the identity of the person who returned it. If a survey questionnaire is not returned, a reminder postcard is mailed within 2 weeks, and a second and third reminders at two-week intervals as necessary. Why so many mailings? In order to have enough responses to allow researchers to complete the results to the group as a whole, a certain number of completed survey questions are needed. If you've heard newscasts that quote Gallup or other national surveys, you might hear that the results are accurate plus or minus 3%. The more responses received, the more accurate the results, meaning that plus or minus number gets smaller. If DNR is considering changes to a waterfowl zone boundary, adding a new season, or expanding deer culling programs, it is essential to get as accurate a response as possible in order to have the confidence that the results mirror the opinions of the people potentially affected by the policy or regulatory change. Through the Human Dimensions Research Program of the Illinois Natural History Survey, DNR annually reaches out to more than 5% of all hunters and more from specific groups. By comparison, more hunters in Illinois have the opportunity to provide input on an annual basis than hunters in our neighboring states. This input is not restricted to hunters or trappers. Each year, more than 10,000 Illinois homeowners and landowners are provided the opportunity to express their attitudes towards wildlife management in our state. If you are selected to take part in this expansive and important effort, please take a few minutes and complete the survey questionnaire. Both you and the wildlife in Illinois will benefit from your input.